Good evening, everyone. Glad to see a packed house tonight. Just wanted to give you a few housekeeping notes. We have two meetings tonight. The first one is a public hearing, which is on an ordinance in regards to loitering. So when I have that public expression, if you're going to speak, you can only speak during that first public expression in regards to loitering, okay? After we end that meeting, we'll start a second meeting, which is our regular meeting, and you can discuss any town business during that point. So good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call to order the Coburn Town Council public hearing for Monday, August the 12th, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we do have everyone present. The next item on the agenda is invocation. I see Brandon White from Friendship Baptist Church. I'm going to ask him to lead us in an invocation, and everyone please remain standing for the pledge.
Good to be here tonight. Let's pray. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, God, we come into your presence today to thank you and praise you, Lord, for all your goodness, grace, and mercy, and for all that you've done for us. Father, we thank you for our town and this community. We ask you, Lord, tonight to guide all of our decisions and direct us, Father. Lord, we thank you for our town council. We thank you for every member and family that's represented here tonight. Lord, we just ask you, Father, to guide and direct our footsteps. And we thank you, Lord, so much for the goodness and the grace and mercy that you've bestowed upon this town so many years. And we thank you, God, Lord, for watching over and keeping us. And we know that you're still in control tonight. And in a world of chaos, we can trust you. And we do trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I don't see the flag.
Where is it?
It's over here.
Is it over there? Like they've moved it on us. All right. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. This public expression is only for ordinance number 24-001, which is a loitering prohibition. Do we have anyone that would like to speak in regards to this ordinance? Do you all like for me to read that ordinance for you? Okay. Ordinance number 24-001, an ordinance of the Council for the Town of Coburn, Virginia, to add loitering prohibition. Whereas pursuant to Virginia Code 15.2-926, localities may regulate loitering, and Section 18.2-404 of the Virginia Code criminalizes obstructing free passage of others. And whereas Town Council wishes to adopt an ordinance regulating these activities, now therefore be it ordained by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn that loitering and obstructing free passage of others. A. Purpose. The purpose of this section is to ensure the free passage of pedestrians and vehicles on the public's right-of-way, to ensure free access to public places, and to prevent activities that threaten the public safety or threaten a breach of the peace. B. Definitions. The following words, terms, and phrases, when used in this section, shall have the meanings ascribed to them in this subsection, except where the context clearly indicates a different meaning. Loiter means to stand around or remain at, to sit or lie upon, or to park or remain parked in a motor vehicle at any public place or any place open to the public, and to engage in any conduct prohibited under this section. The term loiter also means to collect, gather, congregate, or be a member of a group or a crowd of people who are gathered together in any public place or any place open to the public, and to engage in any conduct prohibited under this law. Place open to the public means any place open to the public or any place to which the public is invited or may reasonably expect to be invited, and in, on, or around any privately owned place of business, private parking lot, or private institution, including shopping centers, malls, places of worship, cemeteries, or any place of amusement and entertainment. Whether or not a charge of admission for entry thereto is made, the term place open to the public includes the elevator, lobby, halls, corridors, and areas open to the public of any store, office, or apartment building. Public place means any public street, road, highway, bridge, curb, alley, alleyway, sidewalk, crosswalk, walkway area, or other public way, or any public resort, place of amusement, park, playground, land, mall, plaza, public building or grounds apparent thereto, school buildings or school grounds, or public transportation facility, or public parking lot, or any other publicly owned property. Prohibited conduct, Section C. It shall be unlawful for a person to loiter at any public place or any place open to the public in such a manner as to violate any of the following restrictions. Number one, no person shall loiter at any public place or any place open to the public so as to unreasonably hinder or obstruct the free normal flow or passage of pedestrians or vehicles thereon. Number two, no person shall block or obstruct or prevent the free access to the entrance to any place open to the public. Number three, no person shall obstruct, molest, or interfere, or attempt to obstruct, molest, or interfere with any person lawfully on or in a public right-of-way, street, or highway in a manner that would cause a reasonable person or pedestrian on a public right-of-way, street, or highway to fear for his safety. Number four, no person shall engage in any conduct having a direct tendency to cause acts of violence by the person or persons at whom individually such conduct is directed when such conduct occurs, or on any public place or any place open to the public. Number five, in order to promote the safe and orderly flow of traffic on the public streets and highways, no person shall stop a motor vehicle in such a manner as to impede or render dangerous the use of the streets or highways by others. And no person shall loiter on or in the public streets or highways for the purpose of engaging the operator of any motor vehicle or any passenger in a motor vehicle in conversation or any other activity while such motor vehicle is stopped on the main travel portion of a street or highway. D. Nothing in this section shall be construed to prohibit a lawful assembly or lawful picketing. E. A person violating any of the provisions of this section shall be guilty of a Class 1 misdemeanor. Any previously adopted ordinance in conflict with the above ordinance is hereby repealed by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn. Should any section or provision of this ordinance be decided to be invalid or unconstitutional by a court of contempt jurisdiction, such decision shall not affect the validity or constitutionality of any other section or provision of this ordinance. And then it says adopted on this day, which we will have to adopt that at our regular meeting. So that is what the loitering ordinance was. Now I'll ask one more time. Does anyone have any comments or concerns about that? Okay, hearing none and seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression for that. The next is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by a majority vote. Do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda for this?
We've got two. So.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the agenda
Which
for
one?
The public hearing?
This one. This is no, this is the new one. This is the minister.
Yeah, it is not stated.
Yeah, this is the one that didn't come in the packet.
And
it's not public hearing.
This is a public hearing. That's what we're doing right now.
Just the regular call meeting.
This is
we've already had the public hearing.
You just finished that.
Yeah.
Right.
So, is there anything else that needs to be discussed in regards to the public hearing? Any council comments or concerns in regards to the public hearing? Okay, I will adjourn the public hearing.